time now for the Saturday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW weather calling for a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms with mostly cloudy skies, otherwise a high in the mid-80s. A 60% chance for showers and storms tonight with mostly cloudy conditions, and a low tonight around 72. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. Illinois' minimum wage set to make its second increase this year to $10 per hour beginning July 1st. The Illinois Department of Labor urging minimum wage earners to make sure their checks reflect the increase following July 1st. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed legislation passed by the General Assembly providing a path to a $15 minimum wage by 2025. Minimum wage earners received the first increase of a dollar to $9.25 per hour back on January 1st. Prior to the January increase, the last time Illinois increased its minimum wage was a decade ago. In 2010, the minimum wage was raised from $8 to $8.25 per hour. The state's minimum wage is scheduled to increase an additional $1 per hour each year on January 1st until it reaches $15 per hour in 2025. Michael Kleinick, director of the Illinois Department of Labor, said while IDOL fully expects employers to abide by the new minimum wage, it is important for workers to inspect their checks to make sure they reflect the increase, unquote. The new law maintains provisions for employers to count gratuities to offset wages for workers, such as food servers who regularly earn tips. Tipped employees may be paid a minimum of 60% of the hourly minimum wage. These workers must still earn the minimum wage after receiving tips. Workers who are under 18 years of age and work less than 650 hours in a year earn a minimum wage of $8 per hour. More news after this break.
There was a time when businesses believed and offered a full range of services. Now, when you need something done, you may have to visit several places to get everything taken care of. Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi still believes in full service. Tires, four-wheel alignment, brake repair, oil changes, engine and cooling system repair, Cherry Street Automotive does it all. Collision repair, yep, Cherry Street does that too. For old-fashioned full-service automotive repair, visit Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi.
The Illinois Department of Public Health Friday announced 857 new confirmed cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 39 additional deaths. Friday's deaths coming from Cass, Cook, DuPage, Kane, Lake, St. Clair, Will, and Winnebago counties. The IDPH reporting a total of 140,291 cases, including 6,847 deaths in 101 counties in Illinois. The age of cases ranges from less than 1 year of age to over 100. Within the past 24 hours, laboratories reported 30,425 specimens for a total of 1,490,952. The preliminary 7-day statewide positivity for cases as a percent of total tests from June 19th through June 25th is 3%. Following guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the IDPH is now reporting both confirmed and probable cases and deaths on its website. Reporting probable cases will help show the potential burden of COVID-19 illness and efficacy of population-based non-pharmaceutical interventions. You can see the CDC definition of a probable case on its website. The IDPH will update these data once a week. The Jefferson County Health Department has received reports of 9 cases of hepatitis A in the past 3 weeks. According to the State Department of Health, that meets the definition of an outbreak. Hepatitis A is an acute illness with a discrete onset of any sign or symptom consistent with acute viral hepatitis. It is transmitted through the fecal-oral route and may happen through close person-to-person or sexual contact with an infected person, or ingestion of contaminated food or water. For older adults, for older children and adults, infection is typically symptomatic and includes fever, fatigue, nausea, abdominal pain, dark urine, joint pain, and jaundice. Most infections in children younger than 6 are not accompanied by symptoms, and when symptoms are present, jaundice is typically absent. The health department says vaccination is the best way to prevent infection, and the Centers for Disease Control has a list of people for whom it recommends vaccination. Illinois entered Phase 4 of its Coronavirus Disease Restore Illinois plan as of Friday, and under the plan, swimming facilities licensed by the Illinois Department of Public Health can open at a maximum of 50% capacity. This includes swimming pools, water parks, splash pads, and beaches. IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezeki says there is currently no evidence that COVID-19 can spread to people through the water in pools and water playgrounds. However, the virus can still spread between people while in the pool, playing in a water park, or in a spa. Make sure to keep your distance from other people, especially if waiting in line or sitting around the pool, unquote. Swimming facilities are required to have plans that address maintaining physical distance for areas where people line up to use a water slide, lazy river, or other water features. This can include putting up signs, having attendants monitor people, or using markings. The plan must also address sanitation of all equipment, such as rafts, tubes, and lounge chairs. These must be sanitized between each use. Operators should limit group sizes to no more than 50 people. Operators, employees, and customers should wear face coverings when not swimming or using other water features. Exceptions can be made for children younger than 2 with medical conditions or disabilities that prevent them from safely wearing a face covering. Pools and water parks should require temperature checks for employees and customers when entering the facility, as well as in-person screenings to verify individuals do not have symptoms of COVID-19. The Salem Aquatic Center and Mount Vernon Aquatic Zoo will reopen in the coming days. Salem's facility is scheduled to open today, and it will allow a maximum of 200 people. The first session of open swim will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the second session will be from 3 to 7. The time between will be for sanitation. Tents will be set up outside the pool fence so family members who don't want to swim can watch and not count toward pool capacity. The center will also hold swim parties from 8 to 9:30, and they will be booked on a first-come, first-served basis. Mount Vernon's Aquatic Zoo will open Wednesday, and guests will be able to attend one of two sessions, the first from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the second from 4 to 8. Capacity will not surpass 250 people per session, and no reservations for admission may be made. No swim lessons, evening rentals, birthday parties, or season passes will be available. Area river stages as of this morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 5.59 feet. Flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the river's at 7.23 feet. Flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 3.71 feet. Below the 27-foot flood stage. Scale of Fork at Wayne City at 5.33 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel is at 5.52 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Rain chances are in the forecast the next few days, mainly in the late afternoon and early evening time periods. The IHSA is moving forward with an individual state series for girls wrestling. Lena Winslow, head wrestling coach Kevin Milder, says the numbers are growing in the sport.
Not just Illinois, but nationwide, you're seeing a spike in numbers for girls' participation. And I think it's just time that that you're going to see an official state series. I know there's some surrounding states that have started to do it. I know Iowa has one in place, and there's a couple other states that are already doing it. So I think Missouri is one of the other ones that we talked about at the meeting. So it's time. I think the girls' numbers are strong enough that it warrants becoming an official sport. I think once word gets out that it's going to be its own official sport and have a state series, I think you'll see those numbers probably increase.
Milder serves on the IHSA Wrestling Advisory Committee. The girls' state wrestling tournament will first be offered in the 2021-2022 school year. And you may have heard, a black bear is exploring Illinois. State wildlife experts have been tracking it from Wisconsin to the Quad Cities, where it crossed briefly over to Iowa, returned, and kept going south. Conservation Police Captain Laura Patricus says as more people are becoming aware of the bear, they have to be warned to leave it alone.
We didn't have any major issues until the bear got to the town of Aquaca, and then there was a lot of people congregated, a lot of vehicles parked on and along roadways and following it, and people getting out and getting extremely close to the bear.
Patricus says some photos show people within 10 yards of the animal. Conservation police recommend staying 100 yards or more away. Black bears tend to leave people alone, but if the animal feels harassed, it could attack someone. Another danger is the bear could become comfortable around people and decide to keep living among them. That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
You know you. You're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You've kept your family on track because you planned everything. Well, almost everything. You planned your way through life, but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make, your funeral arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. They encourage pre-planning just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decision with pre-arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home. Your decisions matter.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 91-year-old Fairfield resident Betty J. Heath died Wednesday. She had done child care in her home for many years. Jeannie Heath is survived by a son, daughters Pat Moore of Rochelle and Mary Sexton of Wayne City, and many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Per her request, Jeannie Heath's body has been cremated with no formal services planned. Memorials can be made to help with expenses, and they will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. 89-year-old Hendersonville, Tennessee resident Marlene Ginther died last Wednesday, June 17th. She was a homemaker. Marlene Ginther survived by one grandson, four great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Marlene Ginther will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until service time, and burial will follow in Bethel Cemetery in Ellery. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. Infant Sage Taylor Lepsky died last Thursday, June 18th. Sage Lepsky is survived by her parents, Ryan and Aaron, six grandparents, and several aunts, uncles, cousins, and great-grandparents. Services for Sage Lepsky were held on Thursday at Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield assisted the family. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website located at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
Raise Consumer Products, Highway 15 East in Fairfield, has John Deere, as well as replacement parts such as belts, bearings, filters, and more. Check out their selection of collectible John Deere toys from years past. It's that time of year again for lawn seating, so call them now. Ray's Not New Shop now has a selection of antiques. Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your needs with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. Ray's offers road tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential or for townships. They also deliver gravel for your driveway. Ray's has American steel carports, storage buildings, and A-frame style garages in various sizes and colors and are now on sale with 5% discount. Only 12% down when ordered and payment in full when installed or financing is now available. Ray's Rental has 1- and 2-bedroom houses for rent now for as little as $350. No pets allowed. Call 516-1602. That's 516-1602.
And time for a local check of weather. Today calling for a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 85. Overnight tonight, a 60% chance of showers and storms continuing through the evening, mostly cloudy, low around 72. Sunday is calling for a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the morning hours. Afternoon will dry up, be partly sunny, high to be 91. And overnight, Sunday night, a 20% chance of isolated patches of showers, possibly a storm or two as well, partly cloudy skies with a low, around 73. Finally, to start the work week, Monday is calling for more scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny skies. Monday's high to be 92. Yesterday's high was 89 degrees, the overnight low 67. We had no rain in the gauge overnight. Sitting with an 80% precip level right now, slightly overcast, low UV index. Sunrise was at 5:31 a.m. Set will be at 8:21 this evening. 90% humidity level, high pollen count. A 70% dew point and rising, and currently the barometric pressure sits steady at 29.95 degrees. Currently, again, here at the station, temperature is 73 degrees. Current time is 6:34.